Aruch Rabbah said, good morning, let's begin. So we are picking up in Shari Tshuva on page Mem Beis, I believe. So we left off in the middle of paragraph Tesvav. So remember again that Rabbeinu Yonah is talking about the different things that inspire people to do tshuva. What is it that motivates an individual, inspires an individual to do tshuva? So we've gone through so far six things. We're in the midst of the sixth item now. And the sixth thing is that a person has to always be prepared to meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And remember again, we spoke about this, although this can sound morbid, the Shari Tshuva does not mean it in a morbid sense. But what he means is, a person has to live life with a recognition that life in and of itself is temporal. So if a person is privileged, they're given 120 years. But even 120 years in the grand scheme of universal existence is just a blip on the radar. And given the fact that most of us don't get 120 years, so a person has to realize that at any point in time, I could be summoned to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I could be summoned to give that accounting for my life. And as such, I want to be prepared to give that proper accounting. I want to be prepared to be able to give that proper chashvan. So again, I believe we left off. Let's pick up. It's in the middle of paragraph Tesvav. Va'omer, right there, the first word on the line is Koheles. I know we read this, but we'll pick up from here again. Va'omer, b'chol esyu b'gadecha levanin, b'shemen aroshcha al yechsan. This is such a beautiful passage. Shlomo Melech says, your clothing should be white at all times, and oil should never be missing from your head. So we'll discuss what the oil is, but right now we'll focus on the clothing. He says, Loven habegadim, mashal amikius hanefesh b'tshuva. Such a beautiful metaphor. The white clothing represents the purity of the individual. That my clothing should be white. A recognition that my affairs should be in order. V'shemen mashal amaisim tovim v'shem tovim. We'll discuss the oil refers to good deeds and a good reputation, as we'll discuss. Vodram Sobos says that the additional note says such a powerful statement. Bechol esyu b'gadecha levanim. Make sure your clothing is white at all times. In other words, live life in a state of preparedness. So what does that mean? So what Shlomo HaMelech is trying to counter is just almost the innate desire for procrastination. Meaning most of us are very keenly aware about what we have to do and what we have to accomplish and what we have to refine and what we have to adjust and sometimes what we have to change. And the truth is, I know, I'm 1,000% sure, but I just haven't found the right time to do it. It's just not the right time. I'm a little bit busy, things are difficult, whatever it is, I know what I have to do, but I haven't yet found the time. Shlomo Melech says, if you know what you have to do, just make the time to do it. Because life is about living in a state of preparedness. Because none of us know what happens. First of all, just even forget about death for just a moment. At the end of the day, we all know this from our own life experience. Whenever there's not time for something, it's not like magically time is going to appear. Like suddenly that day is going to come where everything is quiet at work and the kids are doing exactly what they're supposed to do and your wife doesn't suddenly need you to do some other privileged project at Baruch Hashem. You know, that day never comes. So if you wait for that day, you just simply accomplish it. Shlomo says, okay, so if you know that perfect moment is not going to come, just get done. Just do what you have to do. And he gives over here this is really a beautiful mashal. B'inyon zeh, he says, listen to this. Mashal ishto shal malach. So the Medrash gives a mashal to the wife of a sailor. Wife of a sailor. So what happens? Her husband is out at sea, and she used to, this woman would get dressed up. She would put on her makeup. She would put on her finest clothing. She says, and her husband was a sailor who went out to sea for long periods of time. The Alma Ze Lashav Tisyaifi. So actually, the Medrash in its full form discusses the wife of this sailor who every single day would adorn herself to make herself look beautiful. And she would go and she would wait by the port. And her neighbors would say to her, what are you doing? What are you doing? Your husband is out at sea. He's not coming back anytime soon. Why are you coming to the port every single day so beautifully dressed up? Now listen to how beautiful this is. Amr Lahem Baili Malachu. She says, by the way, this is a malach, not a malach. Right? So not an angel. My husband's a sailor. The lashon is from melach, from salt. So because sailors often sail salt water, so they're called a malach. So my husband is a sailor. My husband is a sailor. Everyone knows when it comes to seafaring, the most important thing is the winds. Maybe his ship is going to catch a strong tailwind, and what's going to happen? He's going to come home and see me. And I want to make sure that my husband, if he's going to come home after his long journey, that I'm prepared to see him whenever he comes home. So this idea, obviously, you understand that the nimshal is such a beautiful nimshal, that, you know, we're the wife, the Ribbono Shel Olam is the sailor. And the truth is, as much as, you know, the destination, the reunification of Kadosh Baruch Hu, we think is years and years and years off. But again, you never know what happens in life. And it could be that we could come to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu much earlier than expected. And in the event that occurs, we just have to make sure that we are in a state of preparedness. And again, I can't say enough that Rabbi Yonah is not trying to be morbid over here. This is not like, oh, you know what? We're going to die. So because we're going to die, you better get your affairs in order. This is a very real discussion. A very real discussion. Just about the fact that we don't know. Our life is incredibly unpredictable. So how do you leverage the unpredictability of life? So the way you leverage it is by being ready for whatever happens. The same way that I buy life insurance, because that's how I leverage the unpredictability of life. I buy health insurance because I leverage the unpredictability. So again, I have my spiritual affairs in order as well. That's how I spiritually leverage the unpredictability of life. Look at the last paragraph on page Membeis. V'yesh al ha'adam l'sha'er b'nafsho v'yoso sha'anan v'shalev eich yidag levavo v'yira v'rad yavabo yom hamaves. And says Rabbi Yonah something amazing. When a person is in a state of spiritual preparedness, death no longer has to be anxiety provoking. This is a very important yisod as well. Because sometimes for many people, death is a very anxiety provoking discussion. And the truth is to a certain degree, understandably so. But if I know that I'm in a spiritual state of preparedness, if I know at the end of the day, that if I were to be summoned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it doesn't mean I'm without my imperfections. I have plenty of problems, but I know at least that I tried my best. I know at least that I tried to address the imperfections and the shortcomings. Then death need not be anxiety provoking. And says Rabbi Yonah, if a person goes ahead and lives a life with this reality of just constantly, b'chol eisyu b'gadecha levanim, make sure your clothing is white at all times, live life in a state of spiritual preparedness, the anxiety of death dissipates. Top of page Mem Gimel. V'yeshav ha'adam l'chadish lo b'chol yom mitzvos, ulai higir tormoso, v'lo yechtzar mitzvosahim. This is very interesting. See, here's what's fascinating. So all of this is about leveraging risk, right? So how do people leverage financial risk? So I don't know, but but from what I hear, right, the way you leverage financial risk is how? Diversify. So says Rabbi Yonah, the same thing applies in the world of Ruchnius. How do you leverage spiritual risk? I want to be able to face God. Diversify. Make sure that you're constantly expanding your spiritual horizons. Look, this phrase is so beautiful. Every single day, you should make sure, says Rabbi Yonah, to have a new spiritual experience. Make sure every single day to do something different, to do something new, to acquire some type of new spiritual skill set. And if you go ahead and you engage in this type of behavior, then what? That spiritual diversification leverages the risk of being unprepared for that encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether it occurs after 120 or at some different time. We'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up in paragraph Tes Zayin, Emir Tz Hashem, tomorrow. Shkoyach.